Just plundering through the garage here today, folks, and I found this old steel ammunition container box. And I don't know much about guns or explosives or bullets or any of those things, but I assume that this was for holding bullets, 0.22 RF. I assume that that's rifle rounds. And just down in the corner here, there's a little sticker, UK Government Explosive MOD Army 6 Class Safety, whatever that means. It's an ammunition box at any rate. We are living in days of great battle right across the world. As the scripture says, in the last days we hear of wars and we hear of rumours of wars. And it's so important that a country is able to defend itself, because we're living in days of uncertainty. And we're thankful for men down through history who have yielded up their lives and given their lives for the defence of king and country. Many have made the supreme sacrifice. And of course, our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ, is the supreme example of someone who laid down their life for the liberty and deliverance of others. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. But you know, the Christian life is very much a battle. A.W. Tozer, tremendous man of God from the city of Chicago, buried in the 1950s, he said, "This world is not a playground. This world is a battleground." And many that are serving the Lord in this day and generation, even in this land of ours, are very much feeling the forces of evil arrayed against the church. The Bible says that the Lord will build his church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And those who go forth with the gospel or in prayer or wanting to live a holy, God-honoring life, very often we feel the battle raging, the gates of hell, the powers of darkness arrayed against the child of God. But God has given to his Christian an armory. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. The book of Ephesians says, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Maybe you're a servant of the Lord, you're busy about the Master's business, you're wanting to get the gospel out, you're living for Christ, you're praying, you're serving the Lord to the best of your ability, you're striving to be a faithful servant of Christ, and yet you find the battle is strong against you. I have to confess that I often feel that myself. But in the book of Ephesians, the Word of God speaks of the Christian's arsenal. In Ephesians chapter 6, having spoke about the enemy, the Word of God says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Then that verse that we mentioned already, principalities, powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places. And therefore, Paul says, "Take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." Truth in these days is so vital. Truth is so critical. Truth is so important. And the Christian needs to put on the belt of truth. And then it speaks as well, not just about your loins girt about with truth, but having on the breastplate of righteousness. And that is the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Recognize, Christian, that you're clothed in his righteousness, covered by his righteousness. And as the Lord looks down upon his people, he sees them cleansed by blood, but clothed in righteousness. And then it speaks about having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Standing upon the redemption ground of Jesus Christ's finished work, and taking the gospel even to others. And above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation. The helmet guards the head, and we need to remind ourselves what we are and what we have in Christ. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And then it speaks about praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Christian, are you finding the battle hard? God has given us an arsenal. God has given us armor. Put on the whole armor of God. Stand against the wicked one and continue to go through with God. And let's really, really seek God in these days. May God bless you and encourage you. Thank you for joining us, and folks, we'll see you again, hopefully, very soon. Bye-bye.